The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 6th day of April, 2020. Are we having fun yet? No college basketball, no NBA basketball, no football. Well, at least the draft's coming up and the NFL's going nuts trying to figure out how do we give these athletes, and our insurance policies dictate that we give them physicals to in order to sign a contract to get these guys on the field to play a game that nobody's going to be attending. So much up in the air. More questions than answers. Steve Elkins, my number tracker friend, how are you doing?
Good. Understatement. I'm just looking over the markets today. There was a surge today in the Dow, but they put $200 billion into the market today in plunge protection quantity of easing. So is the market rebounding? Is everything all good and hunky dory? Because the markets went up one day?
No.
Far from over.
Well, Steve, what are the latest numbers you got here?
Okay, let's tell you the latest numbers here. What we got? Oh, United States positive coronavirus, approximately 374,000. U.S. dead. It's funny because the website I go to is called lifescience.com. And it's supposed to be the website to go to. But then you go to another one that says we are the one. And you get conflicting numbers, or they're rounding off. But I get an accurate number of 9,653 deaths in the United States, but they rounded it up to 10,000 on this one website. I think it's funny how they round up.
Yeah, that's somebody's
on statistics. We got dead people. I mean, we got this many. We'll just round it up. 96 goes to 10,000. That's good enough for me.
Well, see these
New York City about 130,000.
Okay,
positive, 4,100 dead. Worldwide 1,288,000 dead, 70,482 recovery of 270,000.
Wait a minute, but stop. 70,000 worldwide, and we're in the middle of this horrific black plague conundrum.
Yeah, we're still under the U.S. 2019 CDC death toll for the regular flu here. So there's 70,000 for the world death on this, and we've got 80,000. The CDC tells us in 2019 for the regular flu. So,
Wait a minute. Back
that's pretty amazing. 70,000 for a population of 7.7 billion people.
Steve, you're moving a little bit quickly, or my brain is not catching up. One of the two. But
okay.
Repeat that last number again. We're saying the CDC is saying how many people died in the country last year?
They said 80,000.
Okay.
For the flu.
All right, and so far...
But Donald Trump...
Okay, now hold on. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on.
Go for it.
So we've got 70,000 deaths worldwide. The same people, the Mutt and Jeff team, that came up with the 6 foot of separation, or is that 6 degrees of separation? I'm not quite sure. But old Mutt and Jeff were arguing about, well, should we make it 8 feet? Should we make it 10? Should it be 4? Oh, no, let's pick on 6. Probably the same people that want to round the number up to 10,000. But I must be a little bit slow, because if there were 80,000 deaths, according to the CDC, from the flu in this country last year, and we only have 70,000 in this coronavirus pandemic, epidemic, the likes the world's never seen, and it looks like it's peaking here. Of course, you get conflicting reports on that one. But only 70,000 worldwide, when 80,000 in this country died last year of the flu, according to the CDC. I'm not quite understanding this, Steve.
That's the same problem I have with some people who keep saying this is a pandemic and this is terrible, red flag. And I've asked them directly, well, you know, here's the numbers for the flu, regular flu for the year. So for 2019, is that not a pandemic? Isn't that not a red flag? And of course, I never get an answer. I never get an answer to this. When I show the comparison, I don't get an answer back, John.
Yeah. I don't
get an answer.
I don't doubt that. Because the questions we're asking, it's going against the stage play that's playing out in front of the entire world. Now, they're setting up this scenario. They're beta testing. That's for sure. They're finding their strengths and their weak spots. They're finding the pockets of resistance and for the reasons why. Steve, do you realize if we would have had the Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, and in order to be a member of this, you had to follow their health guidelines up to and including being turned into a pincushion for, well, you just need these precautionary vaccines, and this is going to keep you safe. In order for you to keep your health care, you've got to subscribe to what we're telling you need to do for your own health. Steve, I've got a funny feeling if we had Obamacare in this country, that's exactly what we'd be being told right now.
Yeah. Well, we still may face that with the Trump administration, John. Pompeo and everybody and Bill Gates. Bill Gates evidently is very, very influential with the CDC and holding hands and evidently giving his plan of how things should be. I didn't know that Bill Gates had a medical degree, but evidently maybe he's an honorary.
Or Mr. Pompeo, for that matter. He's in the business of making sure we kill people correctly and in the quantities desired.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious, and I've talked about this before, and this floating around that they've built this thing up so big, and it's not turning out as big as they want it. And I mentioned on Sunday, I had some suspicions. Now, if I had not known more of government past dealings, government atrocities, using the American people as guinea pigs, I would have not come to this conclusion or this thought. That is it possible all the years of spraying us with chemtrails might affect our immune systems to not be 100%, impair our immune systems, and then it would just take another aerial spraying, chemtrail spraying of maybe the COVID-19 virus over New York. Why would they pick New York? I don't know. But it's very strange, John, to see that New York is getting hit the hardest of all the states. And I know they spray there. They spray in Indiana. They don't spray that much down here because it's pretty windy. But I'm very suspicious knowing the past of government spraying, like in 1951, I've talked about ocean sea spray, among others. I'm suspicious of why
do me a favor, cover that Seaside 21 spray thing, if you would, for the audience.
Yeah, 1951, the United States government decided to do a little experiment over San Francisco, and they sprayed two biological pathogens over the entire San Francisco Bay, exposing 850,000 citizens of San Francisco to these biological pathogens, and then studied them as they came into the emergency room and the physicians. They studied what happens. Some people actually died. It came out in the records through the Freedom of Information Act that the government had done this. They'd actually done one the year prior in St. Louis, Missouri, another chemical spray. But they used the citizenry as guinea pigs for experiments. It was probably a military background on this one. But
do you realize you just might have hit the long sought question as to why San Francisco and gay pride parades? No, I'm tugging. This is tongue in cheek, folks. I don't want to we're in a time right now, we've got to check our facts, check them again, and then triple check them. I got an email today, and I will not say where this email came from, and the person's been getting inside information from military intelligence, which I've always found to be an oxymoron, but be that as it may. And here's the contention that Trump and the rest of the world leaders are in on this COVID-19 thing to finally break the back of the globalist. Now, I'm trying to weed through, and I'm going to use this analogy again, and please understand why I am doing this. I am doing this so this sticks in your head. As I explained to this individual that I saw their information that, oh, well, this is really a takedown of the deep state. My simple response was this. So you strike a match in your house, you burn it down to test to see if your smoke detectors really did work? The advantage of breaking the cabal's back with driving the entire world's economy right into the ground doesn't make much sense to me whatsoever. And I responded to this person that there may be people standing there with these gilded picture puzzle pieces and here, look what I've got for you. But it's part of that 1,000-piece puzzle that the puzzle's only going to accept 500 to complete the picture. I talked to several individuals. I do not want to name their names, but they're patriots of long standing for many decades, and they don't know what the hell's going on. They're asking me, John, what's going on? I said, I can only tell you what I observe. The reason they're doing this, is it the banker gangster plan to finally suck what's ever left out there as far as wealth goes? I'm hearing stuff in the background, Steve. You got something on?
No, unless it's a fan. Let me see.
No, it was voices.
I got a fan.
Unless you got a talking fan that wasn't a fan.
No.
Okay. Was that you, Mikey? You trying to drive the old man nuts by pumping stuff into his head that you're going to claim, no, there's nothing here. Well, my delusions are real. My auditory hallucinations are real. At any rate, Steve, I'm cautioning people. You're going to get a lot of help from the Patriot community. And I'm not saying for one second, please do not misunderstand what I'm about to say. These are pieces of the puzzle that they're holding that think that's going to contribute. Now, they're not doing this maliciously or throwing the hounds off of the scent, so to speak. It's just that here's something, since nobody knows, maybe this is it. Take a look at this. So when I hear things like Trump is in on this to take down the deep state, you know, I'm going to burn my house down. I'm going to kill my doggies and my kitties and my little parakeet that used to hang in the house. And oh, by the way, double plus good. My fire alarms did go down as the house finally burnt down to the ground. I'm not getting this, Steve, because there are a few things that could be done in the meantime that would lessen the globalist and bankers' power over us. And one is to dump the funny money system, print federal notes, give it its value, and let's get back to work. And oh, by the way, here's another one for you, Steve. I don't even know if I want to put this out there, but there is contention here that the 5G, we have aluminum in our heads now. The wavelengths can be turned up a little bit in power and cook our brains, and this is the grand plan for the globalists to get rid of 7 billion of us. I don't think we're there yet. I don't know how many people in Africa were cooking with aluminum pots and pans, or they were using aluminum deodorant, or they were drinking fluoridated water, for that matter. I don't see where the world's populations is going to be killed off to the tune of 7 billion, and that would be about 200 more million than what they're calling for. They only need 500,000 people on the face of the planet. to carry on. And this way we can reconstruct things that we're not overusing the environment and our, you get the idea, that we're not a too big of a burden on good old Mother Earth. Now, I've heard and I've seen a lot, Steve, and I'm still sitting here cautioning the people I've been talking to. Tread carefully, tread lightly, don't jump the gun, not quite yet. Let's keep gathering information, because here's the thing. Once you start latching on to one thing, then your attention is directed to that and only that. You're going to research this. You're going to force the pieces of the puzzle in there. You're going to make this thing work, and it may very well be the answer. Or it very well may not be the answer. And here we are digging different holes and diving down them, only to pop up and going, nope, that wasn't it. We've got a real problem, the likes the Earth has never seen before, the human population has never seen before. And it's unfolding right before our very eyes, Steve, and people are trying to make sense of this and fit it into the paradigm that this is the globalist plan. And then we got people that are saying, oh, it's the anti-globalist plan. Well, look, when I see Fox News, through an intelligence asset, giving him a show and telling the people that, well, this COVID-19 virus, it's going to break the backs of the globalists. Number one on their list, I take heed. Since when has Fox News been that giving to actually tell you the whole unmitigated truth about any damn thing?
That's true.
You know, and I saw...
Well, I got to say that, yeah. John, that Sean Hannity let the cat out of the bag last week when he mentioned that there will be more pandemics in the future. Now, how do you know that?
Well,
unless you know that this is manufactured and there'll be more manufactured for another mission, another objective, another operation. He said there'll be more in the future, the next one.
I don't know exactly what that means. But we have had people in the past, including Dr. Fauci, and excuse me for a second here, Steve, because I want to dial up that story because, well, a couple of years ago, Dr. Fauci was warning the Trump White House that, we're going to have pandemics during your presidency. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't Donald Trump president last year? We had 80,000 flu deaths in this country. That didn't qualify as being a pandemic. That was the year 2019 or 2018? I'm not sure which.
19.
Okay.
By the way, I looked on the CDC website today, and I'm going to, and I suggest your listeners do the same. I'm going to contact the CDC. There's a contact. You can email them, but I'm going to ask them this direct question. Why 80,000 in 2019 wasn't a pandemic? And why is this current number we have right now, I'll give the accurate number, why is this a pandemic and 80,000 is not for the United States? And I want to see if I get a letter back or some kind of email back. I did this once with the TSA, and I'm sure I got myself on a list for it when I asked them a direct question of why my computer was being scanned for bomb-making material, but they didn't touch my CD player or anything else, my cell phone. And we know the IEDs in Iraq and Afghanistan at the time were no bigger than the size of a cell phone or a CD player. Mm-hmm. But all my electronics didn't matter, but just my computer. And the response letter I got back from the TSA was, thank you, Mr. Elkins, for your concern. Well, that's all I got.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, here's...
And my name on a list.
Here's the story. Fauci, no doubt Trump will face surprise infectious disease outbreak. And this came from the Healthcare and Politics, it's a special report, dated January, I do believe this is 14th, 2017. Anthony S. Fauci, MD, Director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Well, wait a minute here. I don't want to cram all this in, try to do it before the break, but he's National Institute of Allergies? Did he ask the vaccine makers why they put peanut stuff in and made everybody allergic to peanuts? Who the hell is this guy? Who is he? Just a yes man with a title?
I think so.
Steve Elkins, John Statman, a National Intel Report on this Monday. We'll be back in three.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, Anthony S. Fauci, Steve, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said there is no doubt Donald Trump will be confronted with a surprise infectious disease outbreak during his presidency. Fauci has led the NIAID for more than three decades, advising the past five United States presidents on global health threats from the early days of AIDS epidemic in the 1980s through the current Zika virus outbreak. And remember, folks, this is a 2017 article. During a forum on pandemic preparedness at Georgetown University, Fauci said that the Trump administration will not only be challenged by ongoing global health threats, such as influenza and HIV, but also surprise disease outbreak. Now, the history of the last 32 years that I have been the director of the NIAID will tell you the next administration that there is no doubt that they will be faced with challenges their predecessors were faced with. And this is according to this article that was quoting Mr. Fauci. Now, back in 2017, at a forum on this pandemic preparedness, this is quite a prediction considering it was back in 2017.
I would say.
Now,
More than a coincidence, this has been planned out. Yeah.
Well, and
you know, it's funny, yeah. John, that a lot of times these politicians and people like this, they give away their message, not knowing that it's been recorded or documented on paper or in audio, and then it comes back to bite them to say, wait a minute here, how did you predict this in 2017? How did you know that? Unless you had prior knowledge that was going to be carried out, an operation of some sort.
Here's the problem that they suffer. If you're going to have somebody lying for the whole group, have that consistent liar facing the public.
Yeah.
You know, all the conflicting data. And I mean, how many times has this happened in the Trump administration with Mr. Pompeo versus what Donald Trump is saying publicly and what Pompeo is saying publicly? It right. seems to run counter to the president, and he's the boss, and he's the employee.
Right.
Well,
there was over the weekend somebody mentioned, and I remember I saw the clip from Keith Rogers gave it to me, but evidently Trump was speaking, Pompeo was speaking to the press or somebody at the time. There's a clip out there, I've got it, and he mentioned about this is a live exercise. And Trump looked kind of bewildered, like, what? Mm-hmm. What? And he said,
I wish you would have told me.
Why weren't we notified about this?
Yeah.
He looked very puzzled, like, this is live. What you're doing is an operation. You didn't tell me. You know, so it makes you wonder who's calling the shots here. We know Trump's the facilitator, but I thought about this last night. Who's the mastermind? Who's the mastermind? Who's the Bush's brain, like Karl Rove? Who's the mastermind of this operation? That's what I want to know.
Well, and of course we're being told, and this Ed Griffin sent this over to me, his need to know, and he's got the video showing pandemic crisis at Elmhurst Hospital in New York was produced by simulations expert, leading to questions of authenticity. And this was Mount Sinai Hospital. The story is dated April 6, today, and Ed puts his note in here. The Washington Post says some hospitals are withholding ventilators from the coronavirus patients who are struggling to breathe, which is a death sentence for many of them. According to the paper, the reason is that the pandemic has placed so much load on hospitals that there's no choice. Now, the basis for this is a video that portrays medical mayhem at Elmhurst Hospital in New York City, including a large refrigerator truck parked conspicuously at the rear of the hospital to receive stacks of dead bodies. The video emphasizes that they just don't have enough ventilators. Now, the head of the New York City Public Hospitals, however, says Elmhurst has never come close to running out of ventilators, and the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, admitted on camera that the New York has thousands of ventilators received from the federal government that are still in storage because they're not needed at the present time. Now, meanwhile, citizen journalists have been going to hospitals all over the country and in other countries as well and filming empty parking lots and waiting rooms in the hashtag Film Your Hospital Truth Movement. Dr. Colleen Smith, who produced the video, attended the NYU School of Medicine as a simulation fellow and gives lectures on medical crisis simulations, raising the reasonable question whether her video shows a real or simulated event. Now, Steve, we're watching the numbers. This is the corpus delicti telltale sign. Show me the bodies.
That's right.
And so far, rounded up, Mutt and Jeff gave us a number of 10,000.
Well, you notice that story about Cuomo begging for, actually getting very angry with the media about we need 30,000. 30,000 ventilators. Wow, that's pretty costly anyway. But do you have 30,000 patients or even near that? No. But we speculate we will.
Yeah.
But they have more than enough. And I guess China sent another 1,000 over. So.
And Steve, I'm going to predict that Christmas is coming. You know, it may be, 8 months away, but I can tell you we're going to need Christmas wrap and ribbons. But Christmas isn't here today, but it's coming.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, gentlemen. Am I live, John?
No, you're Memorex. This is all a dream. Okay. Go back to sleep.
A wise guy, huh?
Yes.
I just couldn't resist when you were talking about Fauci and Fantasy Island Fauci. I can't believe he's what we see, because he is nothing but compromised from head to toe. And it's just disgusting that people... I had a neighbor here say that he's really saving us, and I said, well, what about his past? And he didn't care what his past was. He's saving us today.
Well, his past. I don't know if Trump was aware of his past or what Mr. Trump's grading standard from a scale of 1 to 10. Anything over 5, he might be of use. I don't know, but he sure seemed to surprise the president the other day. When he made this proclamation that this exercise we're going through right now, and Trump, I believe his response was genuine when he said, "I wish you would have told me." So,
well, that was Pompeo, but
oh, I'm sorry, Pompeo rather.
He was former CIA head of CIA before he became what he is today. So he's got baggage way back, and then. And then also, you're talking about Bob Barr, his baggage. But I think it's the old, because he's good friends with Mueller. He was there for Waco and also with Ruby Ridge. But
now you're talking about who specifically?
The secretary or
Pompeo?
The attorney general.
Pompeo and
Barr?
Well,
Pompeo and Barr, both of them, yes.
Okay, all right.
But it's not surprising that the snakes are that close to the head. As I've mentioned this before to friends, you keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And he may be just setting everybody up for a big exposure. I hope that's it looks like it could, with all of these phony reports from these hospitals just how this thing got out and who's the solution for it.
Well, and John, the thing that I'm finding highly suspicious is the email that I got today suggesting that this is the backbreaker for the globalist and their grand plan for world domination. But I see the same information coming from an asset from very same intelligence operatives being on Fox News, giving his own show with the bright little blue eyes and that smiley face. When you look at him, you go, well, this guy can't possibly be lying to me.
Well, I've turned them off completely. And for Steve, we'll go back to that in a minute. I just wanted to get this out, too. Steve, I heard of a doctor that was talking about discovering that adding a lot of oxygen to these ventilators is causing a big problem, and that all they need is just some oxygen at a low level, and it's creating a lot of bad responses and maybe causing some of these deaths that they're talking
about. Steve,
any
reason why oversaturation of oxygen?
No, nothing like that. Yeah. What's happening is that your lungs are flooding, and they're getting very tight, very stiff right now. We call it ARDS, adult respiratory distress syndrome. And basically what happens is your lungs are losing compliance. They're becoming very, very stiff. Now we have to oxygenate. Now we have to be really careful doing that. You need the high concentration to keep the saturations up, because these people are very low on their saturations. So the problem is, you have to put some pressure behind it to get that oxygen delivery to the lung itself through the circuitry. And that's called positive inexpiratory pressure, PEEP pressure. Yeah, be very careful on that, because if you go too high, trying to deliver the oxygen that you need to oxygenate the tissues, you actually cause barotrauma, lung trauma, more damage to the lung itself, because like I said, they become very stiff and non-compliant. It's a tough situation to be in. I mean, I've had plenty of these cases. I know this very well. And how long it takes to heal the lungs. But the older the patient, and the media is not talking about this at all, the comorbidities is very, very, very important. I can't stress that enough. If you have a heart condition, if you have congestive heart failure, if you have COPD, if you have taken chemo in the past and you have an altered immune system, there's many other things, diabetes, circulatory problems. These things become all very, very lethal when you get something like this virus. Those things all take off and become more prominent. And they usually are the ones, that's usually what kills you, the other lethal comorbidities. It's just that the COVID-19 virus pushed you over the edge and made those other.
And Steve, a little follow-up here. Anemia in women, if there's not enough iron in their blood, but there's also a condition that lends itself to the oxygenization of your blood, the gas exchange, the oxygen versus the bad stuff, the CO2 and the noxious stuff that you have to exhale. That's making the problem even worse. And when you're talking about the morbidity, let me just put it to you this way, folks. I don't want to throw in a bunch of highfalutin words in here that today only had an hour and a half sleep, but I'm going to dance around trying to pronounce. Look, it's people that had the precondition before that their body was not delivering enough oxygen to their blood. So, Steve, no other problems coming out of this that you're cranking up the oxygen to these patients?
Well, these are the kind of patients you see. If you can crank the oxygen up, if you don't have the oxygen carrying capacity, and in the red blood cell itself, well, then you're not going to be able to carry the oxygen to the tissues. You have to have adequate circulating volume of red blood cells.
Okay, and what
so
other...
You can oxygenate all you want, but if you don't have the circulating volume to carry the oxygen, you're not going to do well.
Okay, and then what other existing disease out there that people have right now? I heard diabetes. Okay. Diabetes, does that affect the body's ability to deliver oxygen to your blood?
No. It's just, usually with diabetes, you see a lot of circulatory problems. You see a lot of peripheral vascular disease, circulatory problems, cardiac problems. Almost all advanced diabetes, you'll see that also correlates with cardiac. And that's what they're talking about. Okay. That's the comorbidity of diabetes. If people are extensive, they've been diabetic for a long time, and they're very brittle diabetics, that ends up being a serious problem, because when you're in the hospital, one thing that I found that in the hospital, stress, of course, we know increases our blood sugar, also infection. So you've got stress and you've got infection, which is driving up your blood sugar, and they're very hard to control your blood sugar. They put you on insulin drip, and it's fuel for the fire. High blood sugars, uncontrollable blood sugar is fuel for the fire.
Okay. All right, John in Michigan.
Steve, one more thing. Thank you, John. Have you ever heard of Dr. Sherry Rogers? She's in Florida right now. She has a place in South Carolina, but she's very astute when it comes to chemistry as far as the medical, and she very much, and she has stated recently on her research that we're number 47 in the world for health, and that's why this country is going to be really hit hard, and it's because of the way we've broken down our cell structure. And if you get a chance to ever consult with her, I'm sure she would enjoy speaking with you.
I would like to. I've heard her name. Never met her. I've heard the name before. Yeah.
But she's quite a lady. She's in her 70s. She plays tennis 4 days a week, and she's done her homework. She's healed herself. She used to be a pediatric surgeon or doctor, and she's in Florida there, so you can look her up, just Sherry Rogers, and think it's through Prestige Publishing. Yeah. But
Dave, if you want to know more about this, look up ARDS, Adult Respiratory Distress Syndrome. It'll explain a little bit more in some layman's terms, but basically you lose elasticity of your lungs. They become non-compliant, and your alveoli kind of collapse. They don't carry they won't grab the oxygen now. And with a circulatory problem, you got a serious problem, blood pressure problem. You can't grab the oxygen.
Okay, gentlemen. Have a great day, and God bless you both.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. I'm up to my eyeballs in John's here. John, Michigan. John, California. John, Tennessee. Let's go. Oh, thank God. There's a dentist that called in. John in California. Hello, John.
Hello, John and Steve. Good show as always. Hey. I got so many things going. I just thought about this, Steve. How come we haven't heard anything from the Surgeon General of the United States?
I didn't know that we had one still.
Yeah, we do.
Do we? That's the thing.
Yeah. You know, I think the Surgeon General was probably pushed aside because now Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, is the expert, and he's not. And I think they can't have... They can't have too many people to be the spokesperson, because they may trip over each other, and then one may say something that conflicts with the lie from the other. So Trump probably told the Surgeon General to stand back. The Fauci's our guy. He's going to take care of this. You just sit back and look pretty. My guess.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because that's a government official itself. Fauci isn't. But the other thing, I heard a little bit to Michael Savage. I haven't heard him in a long time. I just wanted to catch him. And what he talked about for the short time, he was thinking that Fauci is just a promoter. And what he's really failing is he's got seven states or something have low numbers or no numbers of coronavirus. And he's saying the big thing is that the big cities, the metropolitan areas like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, you know, that's where the problem is. But some of these places out in the where there's less population, is he said they should open that up a little bit. Tell the governors stop the one size fits all. You know, shut everybody inside, let them outside and do their thing. What do you think of that,
Steve? Steve,
yes, sir.
I'm sorry, you ask a question.
Sorry, I was just choking there. I had a little drink and I'm choking.
You got the COVID virus. Please, John, repeat your question if you would, please.
I'm sorry, John. Repeat, please.
What you were saying about Fauci is really is a promoter. And these places where there are states that have low numbers because their populations are small or no case of coronavirus versus the big cities, New York, Chicago, is those areas where they don't, why don't they tell the government, let these people out and about.
Because that would mess up the whole plan. That would mess up the whole plan.
Yeah.
That would mess up the whole plan. It's an all or nothing type situation here. When they carry out this operation, this scam here, it has to include everybody. You can't have states saying, well, we're out to run around and have some fun, because then people start to question, why are we contained in quarantine and they're out to run around? They have to be pretty much all or nothing. So they're sticking with the plan. Everybody, generalize, everybody must be quarantined. That's why.
Yeah, I figure that. Yeah. Well, the last thing I'll
speaking
get,
of which, today the CDC has now recommended that all Americans, not just people who have comorbidities or underlying health problems, all people should be wearing a mask of some sort. If you even make one from a shirt or something, everybody who goes outside should wear a mask now. And you have your first positive coronavirus at the Brooklyn Zoo with one of the Bengal tigers. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Huh?
That reminded me. Yeah. I saw a thing that last week Dr. Piazza from Front Sight set out. It was a picture in a third world country, claim, showed these kids making masks outside on the ground. And he said, heaven help, we need masks are coming from those third world countries. And he had a picture. Didn't say what country it was, but that was really interesting.
Well, are you sure that wasn't a tongue-in-cheek?
I don't know.
Because I think Dr. Piazza is a little bit brighter than that, don't you think?
I don't know what's in his email he sends out every week. So, anyway.
Well, John, I saw just a couple of days ago, a woman had taken a brassiere, had cut the cup off and used these straps from her brassiere to make a very nice, fancy brassiere mask. And she was in the Walmart, and I gave her this strange look, and she looked back at me like, what are you looking at? I'm thinking, what? That's a
Steve,
bra cup on your face.
Steve, I think Mark hilarious. Windows said that one of his first shows.
Yeah.
That they were doing that in Britain.
Mm. Well, yesterday.
Old brassieres.
Yesterday, Steve, I'm at the local party Stop and Rob, and I'm talking to this new kid that was behind a register, talking about the coronavirus. They don't have the Lexan up there, the sheet of Lexan. They're not wearing gloves. The store is not plastered with signs about COVID-19. And the standard double aluminum doors with the push bar in the middle, you've all seen them. You've walked through them a billion times. And I'm standing near the front door of the store, and I'm standing off to the left. On the inside, I'm standing off to the left of the door. There's a fellow that got out of a pickup truck, and he's standing on the sidewalk, and he's looking at the front door, and he's looking at me, and he's reading on the front door, and I come on in. I had just got done discussing with this new kid about the coronavirus, and he believes it's BS, because I brought to his attention, you don't have the Lexan here, you don't have rubber gloves, isn't your insurance company insisting you post all the state stuff on the coronavirus? He says, this is bull crap. And I said, yeah, I know it is. In the meantime, this guy that got out of his truck still standing on the sidewalk, and I said, well, come on in. And he says, you've got to give me some space. And I just looked at the kid behind the cashier. I said, see, we do have people out there that believe this stuff. It was a perfect example. I mean, you couldn't have set it up any better. I wished I would have recorded it.
Well, gentlemen, we're going to see how long it takes for people said, I've had enough of this and just start getting out.
Well, here's another aspect.
Well, I think what's going to happen is they're going to up the ante on this. They're going to have to come up with something else to bring more fear. And as the fear wears off and people start to say, you know what, this is ridiculous now, I'm going back out, they're going to have to come up with something else, drastic measures. Well, and to bring more fear, to promote more fear.
Okay, but I don't even know if that's...
We're not out of the woods yet. They're going to pull something else on
Steve, us. Steve, I don't even know if that's the case. because it's going to take a couple more 3 weeks. They've been projecting, well, maybe we can open up the economy sometime in June. Maybe the second wave will hit us this fall. We've been hearing all of this crap. And what I'm looking at here is that I'm starting to see now areas of the country that they have plateaued and there is a decline in infections. Okay? Not everywhere, not simultaneously, because not every area of the country gets infected with a coronavirus at the same time, so it's not going to run its same time course. Having said all that, well, they've already done the damage to the economy. The stores have been shut down, the employees have been let go. The opportunity for the still existing companies and major corporations to absorb what business they used to do is already there. The longer this goes on, the less of middle class, mom and pop, and family, the very backbone of this country, will be gone.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Again, from Ed Griffin, the CDC has created a new policy to keep track of coronavirus. and the deaths that includes any case where the virus caused or is assumed to have caused or contributed to death. Confirmed lab tests are not required. Actually, that's been the case all along, but this announcement just makes it official policy. Yeah. Why not a more?
Well, I think they've been, John, I think they've been adding a lot of numbers to get their numbers, even what they have now. If you die in the months that the pandemic has been declared, they'll just assume. And I saw that Ellis Marsalis had passed away. I think he's 88 years old, jazz artist, father of Wynton Marsalis, trumpet player. And it initially said, you know, nothing suspicious there, just old age. He's 88 years old. Mm. Now I'm finding somebody to say, yeah, he died of, at least they suggested he died of coronavirus. And I just think they're fishing. They're fishing for numbers. And anybody who dies right now, they'll just toss on the number.
All right. All you people that don't have the coronavirus, you're prohibited from dying during this national emergency. You get it? Yeah. We don't want you on those rolls. John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Hey, is this John in Texas?
What?
Is this John in Texas?
Who do you think you're calling?
Let me say hi to John in California and John in Michigan.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. That was a joke. Sorry, John, I don't recognize your voice, and please continue.
Oh, well, you'd recognize me in person because I was the guy who gave you that pocket constitution with the 13th Amendment in it.
Well, now you just sewed it up now, didn't you, John? Thank you very much. I refer to that often, by the way.
Yes, you do.
You do.
I actually got to see it. I actually got to touch it once.
Yeah. Thank you. That was one heck of a gift, by the way.
And I haven't been able to find another one, so you are a lucky man, sir.
Well, I still have it. I'll will it back to you if I shuffle off this mortal coil before you do. How's that one?
Okay.
All right.
I got to tell you, I mean, everything is lining up exactly like you guys are saying. I mean, I just watched Fauci today in Trump's little presser, and one of the reporters had said, you know, when do you think it'll get back to normal, or what signs do you need to see so that we can start getting back to normal? And Fauci just came right out and he goes, normal? Normal as if life was before the COVID ever hit? We'll never be that again. That's really insane.
Whoa, that's a bold statement now, isn't it? Based on his vast experience?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, we'll never go back to that normal again as if there was never a COVID. So here's where I want to go is, I mean, they know we're out here. We're the fringe element. We're the skeptics. We're the people that call out the false flags, right? My fear is that, and I don't mean fear, but they're going to find a way to either fill those empty hospitals that we've been filming or fill all those overflow centers in the next 10 days.
Well,
crisis actors, I don't care what they do, but they're going to, like Steve
John,
just said,
John,
they got to ramp up
John,
the field.
Okay, hold on. I'll carry you over to the top of the hour break. But here's a thought before we go to break so we can all consider maybe this one. They have been keeping the elective surgeries, other things that hospitals should be seeing patients on. The only thing they got to do is open up the doors to those people because they're still laying off regular hospital staff because they've cut all of those cases off. They're sitting there waiting for the coronavirus victims that are not there. So they have a little conundrum going on. Okay, John in Tennessee, hang on. Steve Elkins from Florida, John Statmiller in the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.